Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life without taking ourselves too seriously. I'm Brad Kearns, New York Times bestselling author, former number 3 world-ranked professional triathlete, and Guinness World Record Masters athlete. I connect with experts in diet, fitness, and personal growth, and deliver short breather shows where you get simple, actionable tips to improve your life right away. Let's explore beyond the hype, hacks, shortcuts, and sciencey talk to laugh, have fun, and appreciate the journey. It's time to be rad. Who is this guy? So I click over and oops, gulp, he's the fastest human who has ever lived over age 45. I'm so excited to introduce you to Peluva. This is a new zero-drop minimalist shoe with the distinctive five-toe design from my main man, Mark Sisson. Peluvas give you the most authentic barefoot-style experience, but with sufficient cushioning so you can use them for all manner of daily movement, especially walking and many other fitness and athletic activities. Peluvas are also incredibly stylish, so you get a barefoot shoe that you're not embarrassed to wear around in daily life. It's been so cool to see the popularity of minimalist shoes grow over the recent years, but Peluvas are a step ahead of every other zero-drop wide-box shoe because of the critical feature of individual five-toe articulation, a separate slot for each of your toes. This allows for correct dynamic movement of the foot through the walking or running stride, which is impossible when your toes are encased into a single box, even a wide box. Well, you might know that minimalist shoes have faced controversy in recent years for causing injuries from inappropriate use. So here is the big picture mission. We want to get you walking in Peluvas, living in your Peluvas, going barefoot in your home or other safe areas as often as possible. Go ahead and use your specialized cushiony running shoes or your basketball shoes, work boots, high heels, things that you want to wear when you want to wear them, but wear your Peluvas as much as possible to reawaken the natural functionality of the human foot to stand, walk, run, and perform. Do you want to try a pair? I'm certain that when you put them on and walk around, you are going to quickly realize that these are the most comfortable natural shoes that you've ever worn. They are designed to feel like you're, quote, walking barefoot on a putting green. Please visit Peluva.com, that's P-E-L-U-V-A, and use the code BRADPODCAST and get 10% off your first pair. Peluvas, let your feet be feet. Hey listeners, you know how much I love to talk about sprinting and recommend adding sprinting, truly explosive, maximum all-out efforts to your training regimen and the wonderful health, fitness, and longevity benefits that accrue. That's why it is an extreme privilege to welcome Lion Martinez to the show. And he happens to be the fastest human who has ever lived over age 45. That's right. He broke the world record in the Masters Division 45 to 49 age group in the 100 meters here in 2023 at the championship race, running a time of 10.72 seconds, which is absolutely mind-blowing. I mean, at 45, he's just a little blip behind the guys you see on TV winning the gold medals in the Olympics and World Championships. So 10.72 world record in the Masters 100 meters. He also broke the world record in the indoor 60-meter sprint, as well as the 200 meters outdoors. He's just dominating the sport right now. And also, very interestingly, he coaches a group of master sprinters, as well as young elite sprinters at his base near Stockholm, Sweden. And every person in his group has set personal bests in successive years. So he has a very scientific and methodical approach to sprint training. The show is going to get a little technical at times, talking about some of the science of the energy systems and the parameters of training and recovery. But I really feel like he did a wonderful job explaining it to the relevance of everyone and all athletes and fitness enthusiasts. I think we'll get a lot of value after hearing some of these important principles, especially how to integrate explosive high-intensity workouts into your training regimen and do them correctly so you don't just go out there and pull a hammy and get injured. It was funny how we first encountered each other, because I'm there on Instagram blabbing about how important it is to take long rest periods, don't be like an endurance athlete, sweating and panting and getting on the line for another rep. I recommend the 6-to-1 ratio. Brad Kern signing off. And then I get a commenter from some random Instagram comment, right? He says, "Oh, Brad, that's not enough rest. You should actually do way more rest." And I recommend resting a minute for every 10 meters that you sprint. So a simple little 60-meter sprint or an 80-meter sprint that I like to do in some of my template workouts, going over to the track or the football field, that requires 8 minutes of rest after a simple 80-meter sprint. I'm like, what? Who is this guy? So I click over and oops, gulp, he's the fastest human who has ever lived over age 45. So we made a nice connection. He's very generous and open with his information, his willingness to help, as you can tell from coaching his training group there in Stockholm. And you're going to get some great tidbits and some explanations during this show. So we'll learn some important things like the natural and necessary trade-off between training for endurance competency and training for true speed and explosiveness. Newsflash, you can't really do both, because you are decreasing your explosive competency when you're out there putting in miles. And I kind of learned this in my own life as I aspire to be good at both a professional speed golf competition, where you're running the course, which is 5 miles, which is an endurance event, and I'm trying to be a good high jumper and sprinter. You're going to learn some tidbits about the energy systems of the body, where we're truly only capable of maintaining maximum explosive output through creatine phosphate in the cell, producing ATP instantly. We can only do that for around 3.5 seconds, and we can only maintain our top speed for around 7 to 8 seconds, and then we start to decelerate. Yes, even Usain Bolt and the world records in all the 100-meter events are a deceleration, thereby requiring other fitness attributes besides just pure explosive speed. That's where all the training, and as Lyon says, sprinting is an art form. That's why we can test the 100 meters. Fascinating stuff. He also talks about at around 22.5 seconds, another important thing happens with the energy systems in the body, where we exhaust the lactate pathway, and we start to feel that burn and that tremendous onset of fatigue right around that time, which gave his great quip about how it's really important to be fast enough to run your race in under that time. Otherwise, the piano is going to jump onto your back. So good luck with all that. But it's also important to reflect on these energy pathways and design workouts so that you're not just out there plodding and, you know, grinding through a session whereby if you do too many reps or not enough rest, you are going to make compensations to slow down and thereby defeating the purpose of the training session to become powerful and explosive and fast. So I encourage everyone to think about how you might modify your training schedule to develop a little sprinting competency and the wonderful benefits that you're going to accrue accordingly. We're going to learn about relaxation and how important that is, where it's not really just giving maximum indiscriminate energy output, but learning how to relax the body and how that builds the explosiveness and helps you improve your technique. Lyon's going to talk about his early years as a sprinter, where he was a good, not elite, but a good youth sprinter. He had a college opportunity, so he came over from his home in Sweden to compete for university in Texas at Lamar, and then had a long layoff where he didn't do much except for eat bad food, put on a lot of excess body weight, and then the catalyst that got him back on the track and pursuing these wonderful goals as a master sprinter. A really great, enriching conversation with Lyon Martinez. Enjoy. Hey, I want to tell you about Schwank Grills. This is a revolutionary portable gas infrared grill that uses the exact same heating technology as the world's best steakhouses. You heat up to 1500 degrees Fahrenheit to grill the juiciest steak you've ever tasted in as little as 3 minutes. Can you believe it? That's right. You do not have to go to those crowded, noisy, super overpriced steakhouses anymore when you have the same technology in your backyard. And the Schwank portable infrared grill is not just for steak. You can make chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, lobster, vegetables. I make salmon in 3 minutes. They even have a pizza stone accessory. I want you to visit their very informative and mouth-watering website at schwankgrills.com. That's S-C-H-W-A-N-K. Everything you cook, faster, juicier. The speed is so important, so convenient. There's a drip tray on the bottom, so you let the juices drip down. I love the bison burger, the venison burgers. That's my game. And then you can add a mixture of butter, spices, whatever you want, into the tray. Pour it back onto your meat or your salmon for a huge improvement in flavor. Are you getting hungry? I am. Let's go to schwankgrills.com, S-C-H-W-A-N-K, grills.com, and up your home cooking game. This is a one-of-a-kind grill. I have a great discount code for you, of course. It's Brad150 to save $150 off your purchase of a Schwank grill. Thank you so much for listening to the BRAD podcast. We appreciate all feedback and suggestions. Email podcast@bradventures.com and visit bradkearns.com to download 5 free ebooks and learn some great long cuts to a longer life, how to optimize testosterone naturally, become a dark chocolate connoisseur, and transition to a barefoot and minimalist shoe lifestyle.